You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Who is gossiping?
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
On 92.7 FM WMDX. Take it away, boys.
All right.
Okay.
We're ready. 92.7 WMDX. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young, along with Dominic Lee, our producer. And things are still looking cloudy in downtown Madison.
Yeah.
On State Street here, it's 60 degrees. Hopefully, we'll see some sunshine in the mix and highs in the mid 70s today.
Yeah, I didn't bring this up, but a few days ago, I went and saw the Fantastic Four.
Oh, the new movie.
Yeah. They're. Have been previous versions of the Fantastic Four, and they haven't been spectacular or fantastic for that matter.
No.
But this one finally hit the mark for me. This is very much like reading the old Fantastic Four comics in the mid-60s, which I just sold, by the way. It was a fun movie. It's done in a retro style, the way we visualized the future would be someday.
Okay.
The rocket ships looked really cool. Their automobiles look really cool the way we wish they'd looked back then. It was a fun movie, really well done, I thought. My kids were a little less overwhelmed by it. I thought it was a good movie. They thought, well, it could be a little more exciting. We saw it in one of the theaters at the Marcus Theater.
Okay.
And I have to tell you this. This is really surreal, and I think I was on an acid trip at the time, but I wasn't sure.
Why do you say that?
They have the previews, right?
Sure.
And then after the previews, Greg Marcus comes on. He's the president and chief executive officer of the Marcus Corporation.
Sure.
And he always introduces everyone to the theater and to the next movie. And this time he was with Spinal Tap. He was with each member of Spinal Tap. They were out there.
Really?
And Greg Marcus is standing between these old rocksters, you know.
No kidding.
I'm telling you, man, it was
it
was very, very surreal looking. and they had this bit going. And it was really funny the way these guys would roll off of Greg Marcus's comments.
Really? Wow. Well, Spinal Tap, the new movie, the beginning
continues.
Of the end, or what is it?
I can't remember the name of it.
That's coming out any day, right?
Sometime soon. It's wild. But seeing Greg
now
Marcus
I want to go see a movie because I want to see that.
Yeah, it's supposed to come out September 12th. That's the release date for Spinal Tap. The end continues.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, that is a classic piece of film.
Wow.
Greg, save that one. I'm trying to get Greg Marcus to be a guest on Pete Schwab. We're going to be filling in for Pete next Monday and Tuesday.
That's right. Yeah, we've got
this
some
time.
Guests.
It's really going to happen. We were told that this earlier this week.
Well, there was a mix-up on the dates, but we're going to be there Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah,
we'll be doing the morning show and then the evening show for 2 days.
Yeah, don't expect much the next morning. No, that's not true. That's not true.
Okay,
but we're trying to get Greg Marcus to be a guest on the show because he has done so much for movies in the state and in the Midwest. Actually, they've got theaters all over.
And we've got some great guests lined up for Monday and Tuesday. We have a UFO expert. We've talked to him before, Greg Sisko.
Yes.
And, there's this object coming through our solar system. It's like 3.5 miles long or something. Nobody knows what it is. And they've been tracking it for quite some time. And it doesn't look like any other space object out there.
So looks like a wedge, right?
So, yeah, it's odd, whatever it is. Yeah. So he's going to talk about that, and then there's some other thing going on in UFO land.
And we've got a guest talking about ghosts.
Yeah.
Love that topic.
Yeah. Well, you're going to tell your story about when you saw a ghost when you were a kid.
Yeah, an apparition.
Frightened you and changed your life.
It did. Changed my life completely.
Maybe why you are the way you are, but I don't know. That's So we've got those. And
I'm a believer is another way of describing it.
Okay.
I believe that stuff. We'll just get into you know, some of the other topics here, because I know we have Jim Simtel at 7:35, so yep. Stay here for that. Smithsonian whitewashing.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I've got a cut here that I think you should be interested in. It's from Douglas Brinkley. You're familiar with him?
Yes.
He's the historian and professor of history at Rice University, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, yeah, they're going to whitewash history. The president complained that they currently focus too much on how bad slavery was. Well, you think?
Okay.
And lack optimism about the country's achievements.
Mm-hmm.
Not, you know, the thing here is, when you look at all these events of history, of the United States, how we came out of those events is, I think, the achievement, isn't it?
Okay.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
We solved the problem of slavery.
Yeah.
We had all these great changes in the country that took place, and they are marked there in the Smithsonian, all the museums.
Yes.
And these are accomplishments of the United States. These are achievements. But for some reason, because it doesn't say this is an achievement or isn't some kind of, you know, television show, whatever, Trump has not noticed that. Mm. So anyway, this is Douglas Brinkley talking about all of this. Let's check it out.
At Rice University, Douglas Brinkley. Doug, you know, I haven't been to the Smithsonian recently, so I'm not quite sure what it's like in there, what the exhibits are like. Have you been in the past couple years?
Yes, I'm there all the time. And in fact, you know, I'm afraid what President Trump's trying to do is whitewash history. He's really aiming to undo slavery. He doesn't want us to follow the timeline of our country, and that happened. If you go to Smithsonian and look at Black American history, you'll see things that, how do you object to, you know, Chuck Berry's Red Cadillac or Harriet Tubman's hymn book or, you know, Romaine Bearden, the great painter's, you know, works on the Great Migration. I don't know what the beef is, except there seems to be a not liking of true Black history. And it seems to be aimed at the Biden and Obama administrations, to the degree that Joe Biden had signed an executive order saving as a national monument Springfield, Illinois, where you had the lynching and the riot of 1908, or putting a spotlight on Tulsa riot of 1921, just the decimation of the Black community there, or dealing with lynchings that took place in the South of Black people. It seems to me President Trump wants to whitewash all of that in some kind of patriotic fervor as he bangs his drum marching to America 250 on July 4th.
I wonder, when Donald Trump talks about not having any celebration of success in that statement, saying the Smithsonian doesn't celebrate anything other than the bad stuff, do you get that sense when you go there? Is there a celebration of the successes of this country?
Oh, it's a monument, really, towards Black entrepreneurship and Black greatness.
Yeah.
I mean, you study and look at Muhammad Ali. He was the greatest, and there he is at the Smithsonian. You take a look at, you know, the story of a newspaper like the Chicago Defender that was able to advertise what was going on, not just in Chicago, but around America on race relations, and promote the great singers of, say, Bronzeville, Chicago, South Side, people like Sam Cooke and Nat King Cole, Quincy Jones, Diana Washington. The list is long, Mahalia Jackson. So that's what they're doing. It's largely celebratory, but you can't just skip the slavery part of it because it's painful. They do a TikTok timeline. You walk through on the first floor and understand how Black American history has had a different variation than white American history. And it's educational at its very best. And by the way, President Trump should go to some red states. He should go visit incredible civil rights museums in cities like Memphis and Birmingham, Montgomery. Everybody's come to grips with this. What President Trump's suggesting is some retro, go back to a kind of a time of segregation thinking. That's not, we're too advanced for that. And it's not helpful, and particularly not doing it like that on Truth Social, instead of having an honest dialogue with the good professional curators and the director of the Smithsonian in an honest way. If you want to upgrade certain aspects of Black history, Tuskegee Airmen or Buffalo Soldiers, go for it. You're president. It's America 250. But you don't have to be as demeaning as he is, because it makes all of America look bad.
Yeah.
Boy, it makes me want to go now.
I know. Yeah.
Or they completely change it.
It was kind of interesting, too. Yeah. He brought up the African-American Museum, and that is something that we talked about yesterday.
Right. Yeah. Losing some funding, too.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. No, it's Smithsonian is a wonderful place, and it's a shame to see it have to go through this.
It really is. This is something that we shouldn't have to experience. It seems like Trump just can't get his hands off of anything at all. He just can't stop from meddling, taking over.
Micromanaging.
Making everything different in his image, which is really sick.
Mm.
But I don't know.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we talked over. It was Mike McCabe, wasn't it? Mike McCabe was talking about this. He actually brought up the African American Museum.
Yes. Yeah.
So, I mean, it was almost hearing exactly what he was describing.
Exactly.
From Douglas Brinkley, the professor at Rice University, just laid it out there for us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've got something that my sons, they're Gen Zers, and they saw me recording this, and they said, oh, yeah, that's Kat. It's Kat Abu. Now, that's short for her longer name, Abu Azalala, or something like that. No one can really say it, so they just call her Kat Abu, and she's an influencer and a podcaster. And she goes after James Carville on Piers Morgan's show, and she said it's time for the Dems to throw out the outdated old playbook. The old senior hippies out there, huh?
So
let's check out this little cut of Kat Abu.
I think part of the reason we're in this mess is because of Democrats like James Carville that have been pushing an old playbook that is outdated. And I was really interested to hear Mr. Carville's names that he mentioned, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is packing stadiums in red states, by the way. Like, regardless of what you think about her, that should be something that Democrats would want to latch on to. That she didn't even pop up in those names is kind of ludicrous to me. And it's time for Democrats to recognize that the old playbook is thrown out the window. We need people in power that understand the right, that also understand messaging, and they're not ashamed of their views.
There you go.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, we really need fresh blood in the Democratic Party. I am so tired of this.
Yes.
You know, the interviews of some of these the old politicians out there still throwing their two cents in. It's fine, I guess, okay, but I don't want to really hear your plans for the future.
Gotcha.
I want new people in there.
Yeah.
New blood.
It's about time.
Boy,
yes.
We really need it.
Hey, it is 7:18. Time for us to remind you that our listener appreciation party is coming up Saturday, September 6th, 3 p.m. at Downgren's Distilling in Cottage Grove. We're going to get together with our listeners and socialize and build community, and everybody is invited, open to the public and free to get in. We're also offering a VIP invite for you and a guest that will include a free tour of the distillery and tasting some of their spirits and a WMDX swag bag. Now, to enter, all you need to do is text us this word. I gave it to you earlier today. The word is flower. F-L-O-W-E-R. You text us on the Civic Media app. Get that to us. We'll select a couple of winners, and you and a friend will be able to come to the party and go to the VIP tour of the facility. Now, the reason it's flower is they have an elderflower liquor. Elderflower liquor. You ever heard of elderflower?
No.
Yeah, well, we'll test it out. 19 minutes past the hour. We'll come back with a check of the weather with Brittany Merlot next on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Is lit up by a million shining stars. I am traveling up the Edens to the land of the under 21 bars. I'm going to Cheeseland,
Cheeseland. The Dells in Door County, I'm going to Cheeseland.
WMDX, John Agordi in the morning, 92.7. Check us out on the Civic Media app. Text us and voice note us as well, and just call up the show and throw your two cents in. Why don't we go to Kurt right now and hear what Kurt has to say. Yeah.
Kurt's on the phone. Good morning, Kurt.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I'll be quick. When Arby has him on as a guest, I cringe. Mm-hmm. And if you actually pay attention to Carville when he's talking, you think you're instantly in a Saturday Night Live skit.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. It's sometimes it's go. Yeah, I know. It I don't want to hear his point of view.
Thanks, guys.
All right. I appreciate it. And your text as well.
Yeah.
By the way, Kurt mentioned that there's 100,000 photographs at the museum, not to mention databases. What? Trump is forcing Google to delete their databases?
Talk about the Smithsonian.
This is an ongoing temper tantrum of the orange blob, and I appreciate that, Kurt. It's so true.
Okay.
All right.
Let's check weather now with our WMDX meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Brittany. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How's it going over there?
Oh, good. You know, the WMDX weather window can only do so much.
we
need the details. We need to dig deep into this. Tell us what's going on in the weather.
Yeah.
The window's pretty accurate.
Yes,
but
I know.
It's hard to see the future through it. So we're going to see what we can see. But I see sunshine, a lot of it coming through later today.
Oh,
and
cool.
Just another comfortable day, 78 degrees, probably hitting for highs.
Okay.
More patchy fog again tonight. It's fog season. Tis the season, I suppose.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow, still staying sunny, nice and summery, highs in those low 80s, high pressure system still in place. And then we've got a cold front that is going to be marching through the state. So a lot of us are going to be cloudy tomorrow. Eventually, you'll get there. And then by Saturday morning, maybe a few sprinkles in the forecast, but really nothing too crazy at the moment. But it does drop our temperatures. It will get breezy. It's going to feel like that, you know, those fall, cold, crisp breeze.
Oh,
that's what's going to be happening.
Great.
Both Saturday, Sunday, even into Monday, dropping temperatures to the mid-70s on Saturday. And then my favorite part is 60s on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
Yeah.
The coolest day.
Yes. Yeah.
The coolest day is going to be on Monday. Mid-60s we're looking at for highs.
Nice.
That is so
refreshing.
So nice. To, you know, we have gone through the hottest summer.
It seems like it.
It feels like it.
Well, really humid, too, and just a lot
humid,
of rain.
Uncomfortable. All this, and now we're getting the cool weather back again. Boy, we welcome it.
Yes.
Welcome it.
It's still cloudy here in downtown Madison right now, and still, I guess, some patchy fog here and there. But it'll brighten up.
Overcast at the moment.
Yeah.
Dense fog in places, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know we talked about the WMDX weather window, but, you know, it's never wrong, as you mentioned, and it doesn't require batteries. There's no downtime.
True.
It's new and improved, by the way.
Of course it is.
Warping has been taken care of.
I was going to say, how's the maintenance? How often do you have to replace it?
You don't have to. Yeah. There's no fading. it works right out of the box. You know, it features the exclusive John and Gordy touch and feel hot or cold temperature surface.
Yeah.
Which changes with the weather.
I came with it last time I heard about it, so this is pretty cool.
We're trying to market it a little bit.
Yeah,
get it out there.
And we came out with a deluxe version with the extra rugged tempered glass. for those on the go.
Okay. Yeah. Available soon at our website.
That's right. Yeah. At the store.
Where are you coming up with this stuff?
Yeah.
Get on the way.
We're workshopping it still.
Yeah.
We've got a few bugs here.
Does it let bugs in?
We got to work on that.
But. All right. Well, thanks for putting up with the weather window ad that I just mentioned.
Brittany, thank you so much.
It's my only ad lib here on the show.
Okay. That's Brittany Merlot, our WMDX chief meteorologist.
All right.
We have Jim Santel coming up shortly.
We do.
Up to speed on what's happening legally. In the various courts throughout the land.
Let's hear about some dumb people here, okay? I've got cut 163. I really want to get into this. This is from the Mini Philosophy. It puts out stuff all the time. This, I thought was interesting, 163. Let's listen.
Okay.
About 25 years ago, the psychologists David Dunning and Justin Kruger ran a series of experiments to reveal something strange. People who know the least often have the most confidence in their abilities. This has come to be known as the Dunning-Kruger effect. In short, if you're incompetent, you lack the skills you need to recognize your own competence, and so you overestimate your abilities. You think you're great when you're not. But what's less commonly known is the opposite, known as the reverse Dunning-Kruger effect. This is when you become truly competent. It's when you research, you study, and you put in the hard hours, and you become acutely aware of how little you know. Socrates was said to be the wisest man in Greece because he recognized just how little he knew. If you speak to any expert or professor in their field, you'll notice how nuanced and uncertain their language is, whereas those who know very little are often very confident in what they say. You see this every day in online debates, where the loudest voices are often the least informed, and people with real knowledge hedge their statements, they qualify their terms, and admit uncertainty. Bertrand Russell once said that the trouble with the world is that the stupid are so cocksure and the intelligent are so full of doubt. The danger is that modern society risks rewarding confidence rather than competence. We mistake the loudest voices for the best voices. But of course, confidence is not competence, and if somebody is walking confidently and loudly towards a cliff's edge, it's better to follow somebody who knows where they're going.
There you go. Great stuff, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Who was that again?
That's Mini Philosophy. Post okay. stuff every once in a while, and I thought that kind of hit the mark for Trump.
Yeah, absolutely. It's 29 minutes past the hour. We're going to check in with the Midwest Food and Farm Report. And when we come back, attorney Jim Santel will join us, taking your calls and questions, too, if you want to get in on it. 608-879-8255 or just text us on the Civic Media app. Coming back with more of John and Gordy after this.
WMDX 92.7. This is John and Gordy. Overlooking State Street, a block away from the Capitol on a beautiful morning. I mean, it's a little overcast, but you know, it's going to be a great day today. We just heard from Brittany Merlot on that.
Mm-hmm.
And a great weekend coming up. Cool temperatures again. Autumn is sliding in slowly.
Yeah, and it's going to be beautiful tonight, too, for the Madison Night Market. And we'll be in our booth right across the street in front of the Overture. And we invite you to stop by. Night Market takes place this evening from 5 until 9. Lots of music, lots of fun. In fact, latest newsletter that just came out today is talking all about the Night Market. And you can find out more there. And, it's going to be beautiful. So we hope you show up. We'll be debuting the new WMDX t-shirts.
Not only that, but the John and Gordy line dancers.
The John and Gordy line dancers will be there? I didn't know that. Nobody told me. Led by our own Dominic Lee.
Yeah. John was looking at me the entire time, and I knew he was going to say something like that.
Well, great.
So
fun. Can't wait for that.
don't expect it.
Let's welcome in attorney Jim Santel to our proceedings here this morning. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
John, Gordy, good to be with you. I've checked my calendar. I'm not line dancing tonight.
So defer to Dom. Wait a minute.
Although, if my calendar opens up, you never know. You wouldn't want to see that, but still, there's an option. Right?
But you are possibly coming to our listener appreciation party.
It's possible.
Okay.
Right. Absolutely. It is on my calendar. And once again, I'll look forward to badly handling the brats and the hot dogs and getting the potato salad and the coleslaw ready to go for everybody.
Well, we'll have a couple of a food truck or two there, and maybe you can help out with them. But that's
you
happening.
Don't want lawyers doing coming anywhere near public food. That's
really?
A general rule.
That's what I'm
thinking. That's what I've heard.
School, right, no attorneys near food.
Okay.
Well they're always threatening a lawsuit if the food isn't good.
But I'm, right.
It's so intimidating.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Manhattan federal judge again blocking the request to release the grand jury transcripts. Yeah. This is a common thing now, and I guess as we all know, grand jury transcripts aren't usually released to the public.
That's exactly right. This is actually the third judge. If your listeners are thinking, wait, haven't we heard this before? The answer is yes, you have. Yes. Twice before, the government in various investigations, South Florida, other places, have asked judges, federal judges. And remember, the grand jury is a court system. It's not a Department of Justice entity. They've asked the federal trial judges to release these grand jury transcripts. You got it just right. I know all your listeners know. I know Dom knows that it's Rule 6E of the Federal Rules of Criminal Procedure prohibits the release of grand jury information. You got to have a very good reason for doing it, some investigation you're doing, something else. And just because America is fascinated by all this and that there are those people who think that QAnon is somehow going to be revealed in this, that's not a sufficient basis to overcome grand jury secrecy. The judge pretty much lets the government have it once again and says that there are no special circumstances. The transcript, he says, interestingly, here's what he's sending off to the world. He says the transcript, which apparently is about 17 pages or 70 pages or so, pales in comparison to the investigation information materials in the hands of the Department of Justice. Ooh. Wow. That's basically saying, not here. Yep. Look at 950 Pennsylvania Avenue. That's Pam Bondi's office. Go and talk to her if you want to see things. That's the judge sending America back to the Department of Justice. And once again, telling Donald Trump and Pam Bondi and Todd Blanche, maybe not Donald Trump, but all these people should know better. You're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. And beyond that, grand jury transcripts are not going, if there's anything to reveal here, doubt there is, candidly, but if there's anything to reveal, it's not going to be in grand jury transcripts. From the very start, when the president said, I'm directing Pam Bondi to release all that, maybe somebody whispered in his ear and said, Mr. President, that's not where anything interesting is going to be. Mm-hmm. Again, another attempt by him to send the shiny object down the street so we all scamper after it, only to find that there's no there. This is just the latest story.
Yeah, how is Pam Bondi going to respond to something like this now that he actually threw it into her court?
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And now you've got people on Capitol Hill, you've got some of these top Republicans saying that it is tomorrow afternoon, when the Department of Justice is going to release all these materials. Mm. I haven't found any reporting that she has said that.
Right.
But the expectation tomorrow is, and again, I'm sure all the conspirators out there and the people are coming up with wild theories about how this is going to reveal all kinds of things about America, which it won't, are just waiting now with bated breath. If it doesn't happen tomorrow, it makes it all the worse, right? We just can't get rid of this tragic, horrific story. And again, it's because Donald Trump has made it that. Thank you once again, Mr. President.
Yeah.
Well, the Congress wants to see everything from this, the entire Epstein files and unredacted, right? They wanted everything so they can tell what's going on instead of getting redacted files.
Right.
This reminds me of Nixon, releasing the Watergate tapes, but they were edited, that 18-minute gap.
Yeah, gaps.
And then he released the transcripts, and those had all kinds of redactions to it. So, it seems like we're going down this road again many years later.
And if that is what happens here, again, we're going to go down this road again. If that is what happens, and likely, appropriately, any good government, I don't know if the Department of Justice falls in that category these days, but any good officials there would, in fact, would do this. They would redact the names, identifying information for victims.
Right.
There could be some marginal security interests out there. We don't know. But as soon as that's done, as soon as there are any of those black marks or pages redacted, you know once again that that's because the mantra will be, see, we still don't have everything. Mm-hmm. We're demanding the release of everything. Nothing wrong with Congress in camera without releasing this, seeing everything as long as they don't turn around and speak to CNN or Fox News and say, this is what I've got. They can look at this as long as the privacy interests are contained there and there's no disclosure. But then again, at some point, Congress becomes responsible then for the possession and the privacy and the status of all these documents. Oh, my goodness. When is this going to end? Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, why don't we get to the cosplay Columbo? The Department of Justice's Ed Martin. Tell us, explain this one. God.
Again, your listeners are probably thinking, wait, Ed Martin, I've heard that name before too. Yeah. And yes, he was the he was there for a brief time. He was the acting U.S. attorney in the District of Columbia, and didn't go well for him, and eventually had to withdraw the nomination there. The president did. So they brought him kind of across the street, a main justice. So when you fail in one Senate appointment and one presidential appointment, what you do is you get a high-level job inside the Department of Justice that apparently doesn't need Senate confirmation. So he's been in charge of this group that's trying to figure out how the Department of Justice has been weaponized. Remember this? Sure. That against Republicans. And so he's in charge of that group. In that connection, he and his office, which again, an office I do not recognize at all, part of the mantra of this administration as well, he is now pursuing various people, including Adam Schiff in California and Letitia James, who again, listeners will recall, she is the Attorney General, State of New York. She is the one who got that hundreds of millions of dollars civil judgment against him for fraud. She shut down all kinds of his operations. She has been one of his principal litigation adversaries. So now it's time for Ed Martin to come in on behalf of the president and go after the president's adversaries, including Letitia James. He shows up in this comical way in front of her home, apparently, or townhouse in Manhattan, I think it is. There's this exchange. And again, so many things wrong with that in terms of policy and practice. You don't have leadership doing investigations, reason why Todd Blanche never should have spoken to Ghislaine Maxwell. He's showing, what is the point of standing there other than to again, just get the attention of the media in an embarrassing way? The back news, backstory on this is that apparently this may have even been too much for Pam Bondi and Todd Blanche, who said, Ed, what are you doing? Are you in Manhattan running around in front of Letitia James? How's he stalking Letitia James? No, come back to Washington. If you want to open up the file, investigate that. Again, there's no there. No. But this is what we do now. This is Donald Trump's retribution. Let's all say it together, as he said in the campaign.
That's right.
I'm going to go after the people who are going after me. Here we have it with a capital R.
Well, it's so funny. He wore the trench coat, you know, the Columbo trench coat. He's outside walking around. He's with some other guy. I don't know who it is who wanted to find out if they called them stoops. The stairways up to their apartments.
Oh.
Are those stoops? They call them stoops here, don't they? I never grew up. I grew up, I never saw stoops. But is that a stoop?
Right. Yeah.
That was an amazing
And the good thing about that is if that's the level of the investigation, of how we describe cement and stone when it comes to Manhattan townhouses, you know this isn't going to go well. Again, the only saving grace is they're so wildly incompetent that they will never be able to get anything done. But again, I assume it's relatively warm in summer in Manhattan. You're showing up in a trench coat to send what kind of a signal? Well, you're invoking Columbo, who, of course, repeatedly said, if I'm old enough to remember, I'm confused about that. Just one thing bothers me about that, right?
Right.
And so if Ed Martin is following in those footsteps, don't look for anything serious to come out of this. But for the fact, once again, here's a serious point, my friends, and that is this. We've always said the prosecution isn't the point. The investigation is the punishment, right? You put anybody through these hoops, where they've got to produce documents, they've got to provide information. The investigation of all these people, including people who cannot afford it with lawyers, that's the punishment. And that's what Donald Trump and his minions do these days on behalf, apparently, of the people of the United States of America. Mm. Really, Mr. President, really, Madam Attorney General, an abuse, absolutely an abuse of the Department of Justice.
Yeah. Well, you know, in the old days, people just walked around in suits and did their business, when they worked for government. Now it's cosplay for everybody, you know. I mean, everybody's dressing up like something, their idea of what that department should look like, right? Pam Bondi, we have Kristi Noem.
Carolyn Leavitt.
Yeah, and Leavitt. It's unbelievable what's going on with this administration. What a bunch of incompetence. All right.
We're talking with Attorney Jim Santel and... what about, Jim, anything from the Supreme Court this week, or are they taking a break? Is the shadow docket turned off for the time being?
Yes. We'd like to take just a few days and not hear from the Supreme Court. I never thought we'd be saying that, but it's nice when they're not grabbing the news items, headlines rather. They don't appear to be in that category, but interestingly what we've got is this is the season when justices go out to these judicial conferences.
Oh.
And our justice, her name is Amy Coney Barrett, she's from the Seventh Circuit, just visiting in Chicago this past week, had some very interesting things to say about the judiciary, obviously defending the role of the Supreme Court.
Oh, sure.
Significantly, you know, she appears in front of, this is not, it's not a non-public event, but it's basically lawyers and judges getting together and conferencing in Chicago. They do that once a year. It's the Seventh Circuit Judicial Conference. And of course, the reason why her presence is so significant is she is the one who wrote this major decision at the end of this term, once again, giving Donald Trump pretty much what he wanted on the national injunctions. And so lots of attention there. We'll be talking about it more on Saturday. But you've got other justices, including Elena Kagan, going out to California and talking about how bad it is that the shadow docket continues to show up.
All right, we're going to talk about Texas redistricting in just a few moments.
Yeah, stay with us. We'll have more with Jim Santel on John and Gordy in the Morning after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX, John and Gordy.
It is 7:52, back with Jim Santel for a couple of more minutes.
Talking law.
Yeah. What's your favorite theme song for law shows, Jim? We just heard Perry Mason there.
Yeah, it's hard. You've played it already. It's hard to get beyond that. And the name Dick Wolf pops up at the end of all those Law & Order shows. Yeah. It's the boom, boom, right?
And right.
I don't know what that means exactly. I don't know if that's music necessarily, but well, it certainly does grab your attention.
You should bring a little sound box with that on it. You know, boom, boom.
There you go.
You know, every time you make a point, boom, boom.
Right. Everywhere I go on the street, people approach me, and before I talk with them, I play some theme music. So, yeah, got to work on that.
Yeah. I'm sure the technology is there. Right. Might as well use it.
Let's take a look at the redistricting stuff. You know, I worked for the census at one time, and they call it the decennial. And that means 10 years. So you want if you go 5 years, it's not decennial anymore, and you really can't, you know, redistrict at that point either. So I don't know why this is so confusing to some people in the government, but they can't do this. They shouldn't be able to do this. Right, Jim?
Change the census?
Should not, because, again, because of your good work with the census, what do we know? Again, it doesn't always come out timely, and there's always challenges. But we take a look at America. It's in the Constitution, believe it or not. James Madison wrote it in, as you know. Got to count people in America every 10 years. And among other good reasons for doing that is it enables us to draw lines for Congress, right? And even internal to states. It enables you to tell where your population is and to draw lines based upon, well, and that's the point. What do you base it on? And typically it's been things like, well, I've got a river here, a mountain there, maybe some major metropolitan areas, but you don't do this gerrymandering, which comes, believe it or not, out of a founding father named Eldridge Gerry. Way too much information there. But the bottom line is that we've got it happening again in Texas. And the reason for doing it in this 5-year period and not the 10-year period is because Donald Trump, I got out of Sharpie apparently once again and said, hey, let's take a look at some of those maps. We'll figure out a way to redistribute some population, and we'll also probably get rid of some Democrats along the way, probably resulting in five new seats in the House of Representatives based upon the political composition of these new districts. And it's causing, again, nationwide impact because people are saying, gosh, this is just the most brazen form of politicization of what should be a non-political process. You're effectively disenfranchising people by doing it. Democrats have done it as well, just to be very clear on this, an equal opportunity thing to do. It has passed the House in the Texas legislature in Austin. Apparently today, maybe tomorrow, the Senate will pass it as well. five redrawn districts, five redrawn areas there. And Greg Abbott, the governor, has promised he's going to sign it. And then we got on with the election coming up November of next year with all these different yeah. districts there. And basically removing, if you will, by virtue of what they've done, major congress people like Al Green, others out there, who will have to figure out where they land yeah. in mm-hmm. all of this based yeah. upon where they live. So,
and what do you think about Governor Gavin Newsom's response to that and trying to do the same kind of thing in California? That's
well, they passed that bill.
Well, they passed that bill
to go to the
People,
to the voters now.
Right, yeah. right. It's a little bit more complicated there. And right, he is turning back and saying, you know what? We've got five. I can meet your five if we're playing poker. Yeah. I can meet your five and raise you maybe one or two. The change there, the difference in California is that you do have. How refreshing is this? You've got an independent commission that's drawn these lines. Yeah. Not to say it's perfect, not to say it's some partisan, but you've got by design, people are not going to be political. And so in order to do this, you've got to basically remove that nonpartisan status.
Yeah.
Again, the legislature doing that and saying, let's go to the people and have them endorse this. There's a bit of a campaign underway now about whether or not this referendum there in California will pass.
Right.
Presumably it will, but you've also got people there in California saying, you know what, we're lying down with wolves here. We're jumping in the hole along with the Republicans. This is not what we are about. Even my former boss, Eric Holder, out there was a champion to bring gerrymandering to a close, is now saying, let's do it. We have to preserve democracy. Hmm. Trump is going to play this way. We need to respond,
yeah.
again, legally, lawfully, but doing something that's not probably in the best interest long-term across the board of Americans voting next year.
Well, you know, I always find myself shouting at the TV when I hear a Democrat describe all of this. And yeah, well, you know, Democratic states also gerrymander. The answer to all of that is that, yes, they do gerrymander, but Democrats want to get rid of gerrymandering. The other party does not want to get rid of it. That's the defining moment. We have to bring that often. You know, they say, oh, but your state is gerrymandered, like Illinois. Well, yes, but they want to get rid of it. We want to change the system so it's fair. They don't. Okay, and I think fighting fire with fire in this case is more than called for.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's legal. We'll see what happens. Next couple of days, very interesting in Texas and then beyond.
Yes, absolutely.
Jim, we got to leave it there. Thanks for joining us. That's
always a pleasure.
Jim Santel. You can listen to him on the Civic Media Radio Network Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock.
Jim, and that trench coat looks great. I mean, if you're going to be doing investigations, I guess.
Yeah.
Got to wear
I'm
that.
I'm going to see if I've got one from my dad's wardrobe from about 30 years ago, and maybe I can pull it out. I'll show up next Thursday with just that on. How's that?
All right.
Like well, McGruff. You'll look like McGruff.
There you go.
All right. Thank you, Jim. That's going to do it for us. Coming up tomorrow, Sabana Tomei Olson will join us with a news update. Also, Rocker with the Max Inc. preview and Pam Yonke. It's all coming up tomorrow, and more chances to win Brewer tickets, too. Free ticket Friday for Brewers. Stephanie Miller's next. That's it for us.
Well, we're going to have more Idiocracy, too.
Oh, yeah.
Can't forget that.
All coming up. Hey, we'll see you at Madison Night Market tonight.
Yes, definitely with a new T-shirt.
Downtown State Street. Join us. See you there.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.